Ukraine is preparing for presidential elections on Sunday, and a social media struggle is being waged in the country's eastern provinces. That's where pro-Russian separatists have seized government buildings and, after a disputed referendum, declared independence. Bloggers on all sides are trying to get their points across. Many are facing surveillance, internet trolls, and threats as they work. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Donetsk.
To some people in eastern Ukraine, the sound of a computer keyboard has become a dangerous and subversive thing. That's because with armed pro-Russian separatists occupying key points in many cities, it's become dangerous to oppose them. Bloggers are using the relative safety of the internet to express themselves, but even that has risks.
I know a lot of people that receive threats and they left to Kyiv or to another cities because they're afraid for their life, and there was a real threat.
That's Alexei Ryabchin, a professor at Donetsk National University and a popular blogger. He says that because he tries to be completely independent, showing both sides of the conflict, he's never been threatened, although he does get attacks.
Well, these trolls come like saying, oh, Russia is great, saying Ukraine is great, these people are good, these people are crap, but because you could easily understand who are, you know, some paid commenter.
Denis Kazansky is a freelance journalist and blogger in Donetsk. He makes no secret of his support for the revolution that ousted President Viktor Yanukovych and for Ukrainian integration with Europe. He says he's come across organized efforts to discredit him and other pro-European bloggers.
In Russia, we have also a big organization with people who have money, who receive money for commenting about how huge and powerful is Russia and how successful is Putin and how bad and dumb other countries, politicians, etc.
It's not just political bloggers who have problems. Civic organizations that use social media have also been targeted. Activists who work for an organization called Donbas SOS hold their meetings in a public park so they won't draw attention to themselves. The group helps get money and medical attention to people who've been injured by pro-Russian separatists. They say there are some people who are monitoring their social media and that separatists have tried to interfere with their activities. Larisa Andreishina says group members try to use protected networks as much as possible.
We have a closed group for contacting other activists, and we post messages there so nobody else can see them.
She says pro-separatists maintain their own internet groups where they post the names, photos, and addresses of opposition activists. Some, she says, were threatened and had to move away. Both activists say that if they, too, are forced to leave the region, social media will allow them to keep up their work from other areas in Ukraine. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.